G'day, Adrian Barrage here, and thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Bernie D and Damien Martin.
This week we caught up with cricketer Brad Hogg.
We spoke to Jude Bolton, who's in town for the AFL Nines.
And we had a chat with Roston Griffiths from the Perth Glory.
And Hoggy joins us on the line. We haven't spoken to you for a while, and we're very excited. G'day, Hoggy. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, guys. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, I know. We wish we were speaking to you under better circumstances, but I know you guys have been on a bit of a 48-hour media ban from the WACA, but now that's broken and we're able to speak to you about, well, Rick, how are you feeling, basically? How are you feeling about Phil Hughes and what's happened?
It's been quite up and down, you know. It's been one of those things that's sort of, you just go through the day and then you hear the news again and you get upset and... And, you know, I've been doing a few functions for the WACA as well, and you're going out there and doing stuff with kids. Kids are out there playing cricket, and you're out there signing autographs, mingling with the kids, and they come up, and it's just amazing how people have reacted to it. Just, you know, saying sorry about Phil Hughes, and, you know, it's just sad. And just the way that they've gone about it and passed on their condolences, it's just been a great reaction from the public in WA.
Yeah, the Put Out Your Bat campaign's been amazing. Mm. But what do you, Hoggy, what do you say to the kids? What do you say to them? How do you explain it and the parents? And can you reassure people?
It's just one of those facts of life that things happen that... you don't expect it, and you're going to be sad. You're going to have mixed feelings. You're going to get angry, and especially when they're close to you. And it's a bit different, really. When you think about it, the more you think about it, you know, it's like being with your family. You know, you've got kids, and you don't expect them to go before you, and you're sort of got a cap at 367, and then someone who's 408, that's 20 years younger than you, goes before you. It's very sad.
Anybody that's seen him play obviously knows he was a wonderful talent on the pitch, but can you tell us a bit about him as a person?
Oh, look, he's a fantastic bloke. You know, it's it's quite funny. The more the week's gone on, I sort of just remember playing a couple of games against him, and a couple of times he got the best of me, but just seeing those eyes behind the helmet when you're coming into bowl, and just his dedication towards the game, his love towards the game, you could see it then and there. And he had fantastic passion, and he was just really well loved by all his teammates. And you just see the reaction from the teammates now. The ones that are closest to him and all the test team are flowing in to Sydney to be by his side, and that just shows the true character of the man and how much the team loved him.
Hey, Hoggy, Brian Lara, West Indian great, has come out saying, you know, this may change the psyche of a lot of bowlers when they're sort of creasing up and whether the bouncers should be eradicated. He doesn't think it should be. I mean, what do you think?
No, look, it's a very unlucky circumstance that happened, and you know, it could have been a centimetre either way, and he'd still be right. Just had a headache, and the actual accident where he got hit, I think the doctors have come out and said it's only happened, or they've only seen an incident like this. It's not just a cricket incident, but someone getting hit there and having the same circumstances has only happened 100 times that they've ever seen. So it's something that's not normal. It's something that, you know, you're just so surprised about it. And it does get in the back of your head. But it's just, you know...
It's a freak accident, no doubt.
Hey, we have a freak accident. You just got to get on with it.
Yeah, we have got some good news for you too, brother. Your marriage celebrant, who's sitting next to us here, he has been practicing, so you can reassure Cheryl that on the big day next year...
I can't believe you've got him as your celebrant, Hoggy.
Repeat after me. I, Brad Hogg, take you, Cheryl, to
George,
be my lawful wedded
George,
wife.
Georgie.
Better say Cheryl, otherwise you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly right. Could make the day interesting. But yeah, on the day, try try and keep your tongue in, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I've had a couple of Wildcats boys talk to me about some of your past performances, so we're a little bit worried.
Good on you, Huggy. Well, we hope we've cheered you up a bit, mate. I know you knew Hughesy well, and it's been a tough week. So thanks for taking the time to join us and having the courage to come on. And, we'll keep paying tribute to him, eh?
Yeah, no, thanks to the WA public for paying tribute to him and all those that are out there playing club cricket today or any form of the cricket. Just have him in the back of the mind and play the game like he would expect us to play it, and that's to go out and play it hard and play it with fun.
Yeah. Hey, does he have to say I, George Bradley Hogg, or does he just say I?
Full name. Full name.
Can't say I, Hoggy.
Good on you, Hoggy. All the best to Sherry. See you, buddy. Yeah. And this guy used to be the arch enemy, but we love him now, and because he's a ripper guy. He's actually part of the Dead Set Legends team in the East in Melbourne, and he's over here to promote the AFL Nines, which is a brilliant concept. His name's Jude Bolton from the Sydney Swans, two-time premiership star, and one of the blokes who built the culture there. Is it true that you had a no? Richard,
Dude's worried. He's worried.
Is it true that you had a no Richard Cranium policy at the club? Is that right? Was that actually true?
I think it's it wasn't so much set out, but the old no D policy. it's probably it's probably got an asterisk at the end of it saying not unless you can play.
Unless your buddy.
Actually, the boys were just ripping into Buddy. That someone's tracked down a photo shoot that he's done with Harry Kuehl recently, and he's it's basically they said the question was, how do you get into this cool suave mode? And he said, I'd watched a James Bond film last night and just tried to mimic that.
Oh, he did it.
And he goes, I hope he's come off, and the boys are calling him Franklin, Lance Franklin. 00023. He's a good man.
Talking about ribbing guys, I came in earlier to the studio and we're like, oh, great, we've got Jude Bolton on the show, and Barragay's come and have a listen to this, and as you singing some karaoke. Oh, so that was good stuff.
That was on the Dead Set Legends in Melbourne, because you'd been busted up at Coffs Harbour, I think it was, presenting some awards, and tell us about it.
Okay, so I was at the Coffs Harbour race carnival, which was the Coffs Harbour Cup, and a big race carnival up there, and flown in to present the cup and things like that, and we were out the night before and end up with one of the jockeys who was riding all the next day, and it would have been 2:30 in the morning, and He's commanding the karaoke machine all night. He's going every second one, Dale Spriggs, and he finally got me up, and I was like, oh God, okay, what are we going to sing? And we sang Sweet Caroline, and I had him on my shoulders. I was the fifth racehorse, so yes.
Can you give us a bit?
No, a bit rusty.
Oh, yeah.
Voice
Sweet Caroline.
The arm wasn't too hard to twist.
He used to go out with Delta Goodrum. I reckon he got tips.
Imagine that duet.
Did you go with Delta?
Voice of an angel, mate, getting strangled.
AFL 9s, Jude. AFL 9s, baby.
Get on track.
All right, back on track. Right, tomorrow at Paterson Stadium, is it a big
carnival? This afternoon. So there's 40 teams at Paterson Stadium, and unbelievable. Like AFL 9s, it's obviously the non-contact social version of AFL footy, and it's just great fun. It's really fast and free-flowing, and there's 190 teams in WA playing at the moment, and that's in the spring season. There's four seasons. Last year, there was 210 across those four seasons. So already we're seeing huge growth, and it's just good fun.
And of those 190, you can't rule out the Subi old farts.
I question he's even registered. He thought it was tomorrow. No,
he plays in the regular comp, don't you, Barry?
Yeah, I play Thursday nights.
Okay, right. And,
he's involved. Is Woosher at a few of those?
Yeah, a lot of the ex-Eagles, Drew Banfield, Woosher, they all get out there and
there
have a crack.
There is no way Woosher understands non-contact sport.
I know, that's the thing.
There is no way.
No, it's something you have to grapple with, but honestly, it's just more in the good spirit of it. And as I said, my wife actually set up our team back in Sydney and just got all the partners together, and it's good
fun.
That'd
be awesome. Dude, they say that about mixed netball. Mixed netball is rough.
Is it rough?
It's rough.
What, the women or the blokes?
Both.
All right, so it kicks off today at Paterson Stadium. If you want to go down and see this brilliant concept. Seriously.
Girls, get along. How many girls say, can I play football? Where can I play football? Well, now you can.
Can girls play, can they?
Definitely. So it can be all women's, it can be a mixed team or an all men's team. So you can find those comps, whatever you need to get the run in your legs and get fit for summer. It's going to be good.
Jude, it's so great to see you. We'll never forget 05 when you beat us. 06 when we beat you. And that Leo Barry, can you tell him he's a halfback flanker?
Oh, exactly, mate. It's a 10-year reunion next year, so we're already sort of working out where we're going to catch up with a few of the guys. They're all at different parts. We've got Brett Kirk over here at the Dockers and different things. So that'll be good. It's amazing how quickly it goes.
Yeah, we're a bit worried about our 10-year reunion. Yeah. 06, I've got to say, there's been a bit going on.
That asterisk with a D. Yeah.
There might be a few blokes missing. Hey, great to have you in the studio, mate. You're a great man. Good on you.
Guys. Thanks so much.
The biggest sensation in the A-League has been the Perth Glory. Our Perth Glory. We've jumped right on the bandwagon.
Don't say we, you. Some people have always been following them, but you jumped on.
After the West Coast Waves basketball, the girls' team had a win. The next day on the show, Barry's like, how good are our West Coast Waves?
Mate, you've got to support the local teams. And the Glory are on top of the ladder.
They're second, aren't they, at the moment?
Are they second, are they?
They have the win. Yeah, I think so. They're one game behind. Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not the sports
person.
Are
we actually on air? Roston Griffiths. We're not rehearsing, Bern. This is
he'll
real.
Know.
Roston Griffiths will know. Roston,
you're on air.
Are you on the top of the ladder?
We are not officially at today because I think Melbourne have got a game ahead.
Were we on air just then, Barra?
But once you beat the Brisbane Roar, you'll be back on
top. Hang on, I've just got to stop you right there. Bernie celebrated the news that Perth weren't on top of the ladder.
No. Roston knows they're going to be top of the ladder after today.
So what happened was Melbourne Victory won last night, so they went past them. But when you, today at 2 o'clock at Suncorp Stadium, when you beat the Brisbane Roar, you'll be back on top. And it's a bit sad. No Berisha, mate. Every time we spoke Brisbane, we used to love you beating up on Berisha, but he's not there, is he?
No, he's gone now to obviously Melbourne. Now it's probably why they're on top. But, they've got some good players still there, so it's going to be tough.
Now, what do you think? Can you actually believe that, well, we're more or less top, sort of interim top two at the moment?
That'll do.
Killing it here,
Barrett. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel? Well, happy. I mean, it was probably a bit of a surprise. I think, pre-season wasn't exactly easy and it wasn't exactly smooth because, a lot of new players coming in. So no one really knew what to expect, but sometimes the games just make you gel, and from each game we've just got sort of better and better, and I think now it's like there's a genuine excitement and buzz, the fact that we can actually stay there and do well this season as well.
It's working everywhere. The crowds are increasing each and every week. They've recruited some great players, including yourself, but you look at the ladder and the Brisbane are coming eighth. Tell us about the game today and give us an outcome.
I still think Brisbane are a good side. I think, they've just sacked a manager this week. So everybody knows. Mm. And then you change a manager, that's always difficult. I still think they're a good team. It's massive, the pitch up there. I hate playing there. I've been to hospital after games up there. I haven't been that bad.
Is that right? So what happened then?
I just passed.
The humidity, right?
Just got re-brought to life. I was dead, basically. Humidity killed me. I just no fluids left in my body. So it's a tough place to go. The pitch, like I say, is massive, and they make it as big as possible and keep the ball well. So it's going to be a tough game. I think anybody that thinks we're just going to go up there and get results probably a bit deluded. But, we've got a chance. We've got a strong team, and, we're not changing too much from what we did last week. So and we've got a lot of quality on the bench as well. So fingers crossed we can get a result.
Rustin, you've got a bit of travelling coming up, so those frequent fly points are going to kick in. You've got Brisbane obviously there now. You've got to go to Adelaide for the final, then you go to Sydney for another game. How do you sort of keep your mind going? What do you listen to on your iPod? What do you do? Favourite foods?
Because
I couldn't think of anything worse.
I'm buzzing firstly because my status points have just gone up. This weekend, that's a good start. It's tough. I mean, a lot of the boys have got, Nintendo DSs, and there's about eight of them playing that, copies, iPads, phones, a lot of the boys just don't talk for the next week. Just sit on your phone and, muck about for that. But it's tough. We've got a couple of days off when we get to Sydney, I think. I say a couple. I think we've got Monday off. So we'll just wander around and pick up some presents for the partners, I'm sure.
They haven't done you any favours. Look, let's hope you can win five straight matches and continue to be on top of the ladder and stun the rest of the A-League, mate. You're doing a great job, and you're our man inside the Glory.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.